Storytelling time is on the air. Would you like to hear some good news for a change? Join Dr. William Porter as he tells stories about extraordinary experiences that people sometimes have in their lives. And now, Dr. William Porter.
Good morning. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Let's get started with a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning to start a new day afresh. Help us as we carry on our day's activities. Keep us from harm as we journey along the way today. In Jesus' name, amen. The word of inspiration for today is the following quotation. Why not go out on a limb? That's where the fruit is. This quote is short, but it has a lot of meaning, and it's by Mark Twain. The title of today's story is The Storm, which is taken from the 14th chapter of the book Heaven Can't Wait. Fred certainly was devastated by the news that Maggie had gotten engaged. The burden of a lost relationship would soon be relieved somewhat by Courtney. Early one morning on his way to work, Fred was listening to the radio and heard that a hurricane was approaching the islands later that afternoon. After a quick breakfast, Fred thought, I might as well take the next 2 days and remain at home and not go to work. He then considered having Courtney there to help him ride out the storm. He thought that she would relieve much of the tension in his love life, so he decided to give her a call. While he didn't desire a romantic relationship with Courtney, he sensed that her thoughts about him were different. Anyway, when Fred called Courtney, he said, I would love for you to come over, and we both could weather the storm together. Then she responded, I would love to come over. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Welcome back. Fred was so happy that Courtney agreed to be with him during the storm, but before her arrival, he needed to do errands. Just prior to going out, Fred stood in front of his living room window near the back of his condo and took a look at the dramatic view he had of the rocky terrain only a short distance beyond the edge of his property, where scattered boulders covered the shore. Then he decided to go on to the patio and just listen to the ocean in front of him. Well, while there, he was listening to what was going on in his mind as well. He was meditating on his lost love, Maggie. While they did not communicate much over the past several months, he had been given no indication that she was seeing someone else. How stupid must I have been not to think that she had her own feelings to deal with in my absence. And those feelings did not include me, Fred thought. All he had at that point were those pleasant memories of Maggie when they first met on the campus of MCCU. He didn't realize that the months that followed put a tremendous strain on their relationship while he was away. Fred decided to stop his thoughts, his meditation on Maggie, because it was making him very depressed. So he went back inside and prepared to do some errands in preparation for the coming storm. Fred went out and about as the winds picked up. When he finished, after about an hour or so, he was on his way back to his condo. Before he arrived there, he stopped by a gas station to fill up. After that, he continued on his way home, passing a shopping area which was on Miles Road, which merged onto a major highway, Highway 13. Fred soon crossed that highway and headed up a narrow winding road to his cottage, which was nestled in the higher elevations, beyond which was the ocean shore. By the time Fred got home, the overcast conditions that prevailed in the area earlier had transitioned into a light drizzle, and winds had picked up significantly. Now inside his residence, Fred was relieved that he had everything he needed and was eager to get ready to refresh himself in time for Courtney's arrival. Fred began to gaze out his kitchen window to see if Courtney was headed toward his property on that winding road leading to his condo. Before too long, the winds had picked up quite a bit, and the rain was coming down with greater intensity now than it had only a few minutes earlier. We'll be right back. Welcome back. While Fred was doing his errands, Courtney, too, was out and about, picking up important items that she needed to weather the storm. She had purchased many essential items earlier, but wanted to get a few more things, including a bottle of Bacardi rum. Fred wasn't yet aware that she was a casual drinker, but she wanted to take advantage of the time she would have with him to relax and enjoy his company. Courtney also had not informed Fred that she was married. At any rate, Fred finally saw Courtney driving along that winding road going toward his condo. The tropical brush among palm trees on either side were shaking violently as she continued her drive. The wind and rain created an additional challenge of keeping her car safely on the road. After arriving in the parking area, Courtney hesitated getting out of her vehicle, knowing that she would certainly get drenched by stepping out into the elements. "Wow," Courtney muttered. "What horrible conditions." In the midst of all of the wind and rain, she staggered toward Fred's cottage, leaning forward, seemingly being held up only by the driving force of the wind coming towards her. She tried to protect herself from the rain with a small umbrella and with a plastic bag that held the rum she had purchased earlier. But it didn't help much. As she approached his front door, she hoped that Fred would be there to quickly let her in from the miserable conditions. Her hopes were realized when she finally made it to Fred's front entrance, when she started to ring the doorbell. But he was right there to let her in from the stormy conditions outside. Once inside his condo, Fred offered her a towel to dry off a bit, then led her to the bathroom nearby to freshen up more. After a little while, Courtney returned to where Fred was in the living area of his house and said to him, "Thank you, Fred. I feel much better now. I was able to dry myself off. And you know, you have such a nice place here," she said to him. "Thank you, Courtney. I'm glad to be able to share it with you, given all of this bad weather we're having outside," he said back to her. Fred also wanted to take the opportunity to thank her for being his real estate agent. He said to her, "You were so helpful in me getting this cottage. I owe you a lot." Then Courtney replied, "That's my job, Fred. I'm glad I was able to help you get this place." They chatted for a few minutes more, and then they sat down at the dinner table and ate some pizza that Fred had prepared earlier. As they looked around inside, it was an eerie scene. The darkened condo lit only by the glow of artificial candles supported by several fixtures on the wall surrounding the living area. The constant sound of a screen door leading to the outside of a portion of Fred's patio didn't help matters much. The chandeliers hanging from the ceiling gave off a dim, glimmering radiance and made a ringing noise each time there was a gust of wind, and the ferociousness of the wind seemed to jar the whole structure. As they looked out through the large sliding door, they saw tall palm trees interspersed with small bushes with tiny flowering plants littered around them waving in the breeze. When they finished eating, they walked over to sit in the living room to relax and to weather the storm that was already raging outside. They still were able to see outside from where they were sitting and saw that the wind had picked up again to the point where the palm trees had started to bend almost to a horizontal position. "Look, Fred," Courtney said to him, referring to the stormy situation she was seeing outside. Then she continued to say to him, "It looks like what I experienced coming here a while ago. It was just like this when I came here to your place. With intermittent gusty winds and heavy rain, those palm trees waved back and forth like a conductor directing a symphony orchestra. The rain, which had also picked up significantly by that time, was clearly visible and seemed to be coming down in sheets. Leaves from trees were flying everywhere, and Fred and Courtney knew that they had to hunker down, you might say, for the night. Soon, the electrical power shut off. The minimal light that was there earlier had transitioned to near complete darkness, as only three pole lamps in the parking area provided a dim glow to Fred's condo. Let's take a short break." Welcome back. The palm trees battered by the storm appeared much like Fred's love life at that time. He was taking a beating from his emotions because of the news Maggie delivered just a few days earlier. But he believed that, like those palm trees, which tend to regain their upright position after a storm, he too would regain his emotional stability eventually. Courtney would be the one to provide Fred with the emotional release and the physical companionship that he so desperately needed at that time. Just before midnight, Fred offered Courtney the bed in the second of three bedrooms to ride out the rest of the night's storm, alone. She appeared to accept the idea, although it was clear that she wanted a more intimate experience with him at that time. But Fred's intentions were to allow Courtney to help him weather his emotions during the storm and not accommodate his own physical desires, which were clearly still focused on Maggie. Fred, now safely back in his bedroom, tried to sleep, but all he could hear was the wind howling and the rain falling outside as the hurricane raged on, although its intensity had decreased from what it was a few hours earlier. It reminded him of a time when he grew up back in Georgia, where hurricanes are common, when he experienced his first storm. An old song that was played often on the radio back then reminded him of his current troubles in his love life. He thought about the hurricane that passed through the area at that time and the emotions that he had relating to a girlfriend leaving him for someone else. Back to the present. Fred just laid in his bed, meditating, reminiscing about the storm when he was a teenager, then thinking about the love that he had recently lost. It seemed to Fred like it was raining all over the world. Fred's thoughts were made more real when he held a picture he had of Maggie close to his chest. All he could think about was the storm that was currently raging outside. And that song he remembered hearing as a teenager reminded him of that rainy night in Georgia.
Hoovering by my suitcase, trying to find place to spend the night. Heavy rain falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's all right. A rainy night in Georgia. A rainy night in Georgia. It seems like it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. A rainy night in Georgia, such a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. How many times I wondered, it still comes out the same. No matter how you look at it or think of it, it's life, and you just got to play the game. I find me a place in a boxcar, so I take my guitar to pass some time. Late at night, it's hard to rest. I hold your picture to my chest, and I feel fine. But it's a rainy night in Georgia. Baby, it's a rainy night in I feel it's raining all over the world. Kinda lonely that, and it's raining all over the world. Oh, have you ever been lonely, people, and you feel that it was raining all over this man's world? You're talking about raining, 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 raining over the world.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Slumber slowly did come upon Fred, and eventually morning came without neither Fred nor Courtney getting much sleep the night before. It was such a lonely night for the both of them. By the time of daybreak, the morning sun and clear skies defied the existence of the turbulent storm that had caused Fred to experience a less than restful night. Soon Courtney had to return home to get ready for work. After she left, Fred once again was alone to ponder his thoughts about Maggie. Our special story scripture today comes from James chapter 1, verse 12. And this scripture says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will achieve the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." Yes, both Fred and Courtney had endured the stormy night without being intimate with one another. For Fred, it was intentional, as the only thing he could think about, other than the storm that was raging outside, was Maggie. He did miss her very much. Our virtual song of the week is coming next. And if you want information about literature that's provided on my website, please visit williamporterlife.com. Well, we'll see you the next time. And remember, there's always more. More good things coming your way.
Are few. I'm trying to pray. but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn. My offer.